MasterChef NZ back for another season, with the first of the series set to premiere this Sunday, 8:30. Along with the previous winner, Nadia Lim, the judging panel will include Chef Vaughan Mabey and multi-award-winning restaurateur Michael P. Dearth, and he is with us now. Michael, kia ora, good to have you on.
Hey, Wallace, good to be on.
Yes, indeed. Kia ora, Michael, and look, how are you? How's life and how's food?
Wow, well, listen, food is really well. Life is really well. I've been busy, as you can tell.
Yeah.
Down in Queenstown for 9 weeks during the whole shooting. It was really beautiful.
Awesome. Are you enjoying it?
Yeah, you know, well, obviously we're done. I'm back up in Auckland, but it was great. I've always loved going down to Queenstown. Mm. But to be in Queenstown for kind of the end of summer and the beginning of autumn was really special. To be there for about, I was there for 9 weeks in total.
Amazing, eh? Amazing. Yeah. Now, Michael, tell us about the contestants this year. What's the caliber?
Oh, man, they were great. Really, really fantastic. We had a big, diverse group of people from many different cultures that represented New Zealand, and the quality of the home cooks were really they were outstanding.
Was that part of the aspect of it? Was it home cooks was a part of it?
Well, yeah. So we don't get professional cooks that come in. So that's
you got to
it's now, all home cooks.
Now, what kind of challenges are the contestants given this season round, Michael? And how far do they get pushed on MasterChef?
Well, they get pushed pretty far. I mean, you find out quickly. There's some people that specialize in baking, and they're really good at following directions and recipes. There's also some people that are really good making one dish, like their signature dish that they make, and they kind of get called out pretty quick. And suddenly they have to, you throw them something that they normally never did, like some of this wild food we did. We had this real exciting barbecue challenge where they had to cook everything on a barbecue. So it laid down some really cool challenges for some people that they've never done before. And some people cook with some protein they never cooked with before as well.
It captures people, doesn't it, these types of shows, Michael? It really brings them in. People lean in. I mean, at the essence, what is it? It's cooking on TV, but MasterChef does it in a particular way that gives it some sort of unique dramatism.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, MasterChef is this worldwide formula and this worldwide phenomenon. It's been now 7 years since it's been back in New Zealand. And I'll tell you, they're human beings. We all love to cook, and everyone has their dish they like to make and who they like to make it for. If it's handed down from your grandmother, or if it's a dish that you make at a different cultural holiday or something. But food, it brings us together, and it has so for a long time. You know, some people get excited about cooking on an open fire, and I think that speaks to who we are as a people. And it's just, cooking is, of course, to live and to survive, but it's also to be convivial in how we share who we are.
Speaking with restaurateur Michael Dearth this afternoon, he is on the judging panel as the new season of MasterChef starts, I think, this Sunday, 8:30. And you had Nadia Lim there too, didn't you, Michael? I mean, having Nadia there as a former contestant, I mean, did she give you insights on being on the...
Oh, my God. Nadia is so amazing. Nadia is like a Black Panther. She's so beautiful. She's so intelligent, and if Vaughn and I didn't lift our game, she would just kill us and eat us.
Good chef, too. Good on you, Michael. Good chef, too, and does some great work around Kai, huh?
Yeah, Nadia is just amazing. I mean, I've always known Nadia, and it was great to get to work with her. And we spent some long hours together. The longest day we had, I think, was 19 hours. And so We spent so much time together. We spent time on Nadia's farm. We had some really cool challenges on her farm. And Nadia's really, really, she's a gem. She's wonderful.
Because we're not laughing, Michael, but we're just sort of taking in the Black Panther quote there, Michael. How's she enjoying the Queenstown life? Because she really uprooted Styx, didn't she? And actually, gave her and her whānau another life.
Yeah, well, I'll tell you, she's born for it. I mean, she's doing a lot of great work on her farm. She's doing a wonderful, wonderful job with her, the lamb and her sunflowers and all this paddock to plate concept. And really, her whole farming ethos and everything is really outstanding.
Are you good cop or bad cop? Do you make people cry? Are you the Gordon Ramsay?
Oh, God. I'm probably more of a coach, really. I mean, just from all the chefs I've had and all the people that have come through the doors all these years, almost two decades, I was kind of more of the, look, you and I know that you could do better than this sort of vibe, I guess.
Yeah, no, I couldn't see you as a bit of a Gordon Ramsay. I mean, I'm familiar with seeing you with the rare time, or the times that I do come to Bardutsi or the Grove, very, very congenial, very hospitable, but I could never see you in the kitchen as being there, that taskmaster. But I imagine, Micah, you would lay down the law in your own quieter way.
Yeah, I mean, I think, Vaughn was pretty tough because he's, being the chef and his experience, and he kind of just had a look. Vaughn had a pretty, stern look. I think people were shaking in their boots. But I think we all had a time where we were, just stern, and there were things that we wanted to see, but I think it was more in the essence of mentorship and really watching the contestants grow.
Michael, are you getting them all to make meatballs? Meatballs is your thing. You're the meatball king in Auckland.
Yeah, there were some people. There were some meatballs. Some people made some pasta. They were trying to roll out some fresh pasta. There were some successes and there were some failures.
I bet. Yeah. So, what are you looking for in the overall winner? What's the key to being crowned MasterChef NZ 2022?
You know what? It's what are you making on the day? I mean, at the end there were so many great chefs. So it was down to some real talented people. And it could have gone either way, really. And it was so, so, so close. It really was. And I think between Vaughn, Nadia, and myself, we wanted to just see that passion, that excellence, and really what they were going to do after MasterChef.
Good on you, Michael. All the very, very best for the season, and thank you so much for being on Afternoons.